USA Radio News.
McDonald's is not loving it as the fast food giant says goodbye to Russia. For now,
McDonald's is closing up shop in Russia. The fast food giant is temporarily shuttering 850 of its locations in Russia as the country continues its assault on Ukraine. McDonald's CEO wrote in a letter that the chain will continue to pay 62,000 Russian employees. Around 84% of McDonald's Russian locations are owned by the company. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The number of refugees fleeing Ukraine as Russia's war on the nation rages on reached 2 million on Tuesday, a milestone according to a high-ranking United Nations official. The UN Refugee Agency has been mobilizing resources to help get people out of Ukraine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi folks, this is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Now that the U.S. has placed a ban on Russian oil imports, it begs the question, where do we go from here? Former National Intelligence Director Rick Grenell told Newsmax the answer is in our own backyard.
We need to be able to supply it ourselves. We don't need to go to Venezuela or Iran or Russia. We have the ability to be dominant, as President Trump says, when it comes to energy exports. We can provide it for ourselves and export it to others.
Meanwhile, a former Keystone XL pipeline worker told Fox News the energy industry tried to warn President Biden against policies hindering U.S. oil and gas production.
When they canceled the Keystone pipeline, that it wasn't just the Keystone pipeline you were canceling. National security, foreign policy, and energy, they go hand in hand. When you cancel that pipeline, you put us in this position.
President Biden canceled the permit for the Keystone XL oil and gas pipeline on his first day in office. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
The Venezuelan government has freed at least one jailed American. Tuesday night's release of Gustavo Cardenas, one of six oil executives jailed for more than 4 years, followed a secret weekend visit to Venezuela by senior Biden administration officials. A leader of the Proud Boys is behind bars. John Hunt reports.
Henry Enrique Tarrio, the former leader of the Proud Boys, a far-right extremist group, was arrested in connection to his organization's role in planning the January 6th attack. While Tarrio is not accused of physically taking part in the breach of the Capitol, the indictment alleges that he led the advance planning and remained in contact with other members of the Proud Boys during the breach. The indictment from the State Department alleges that Tarrio continued to direct and encourage the Proud Boys prior to and during the events of January 6th, and that he claimed credit for what happened on social media.
One climber died and another sustained critical injuries after falling 200 feet on Oregon's Mount Hood, officials said late Monday. The Clackamas County Sheriff's Office said after the fall, one of the injured climbers was able to call 911 by cell phone and also used a Garmin InReach device to notify an emergency contact. Officials said rescue crews faced treacherous conditions while working to reach the two people. Crews encountered deep snow along with winds of up to 70 miles per hour. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.